Yo.
Hey, yo, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, calm. Hey, man, what happened to your belly button?
That's not even me.
I cannot say, man.
It's not me, fam. I trolled Bear Man. Bear Man was like,
Is that a
raw.
line?
Now, Bear Man was like, raw. Well done, well done.
My days.
I trolled, fam. I trolled so many people. You don't understand. Fam, even Amaka was like, raw. So that's why, fam, I had to quickly say, it's not me.
Oh my days, man. Who is that anyways?
Huh? He's just some guy. He's just some guy. My boy did the same thing, yeah, so I got it off him.
No, people actually put like, nah, that's not Nimi, man. Like, that's not Nimi. I can instantly tell that's not Nimi.
Because that's not my belly button, man.
Yeah.
That belly
Like,
button is looking mad.
he's got your shanks or something.
That belly button was looking mad.
Lol.
Where's Chidi,
Hey,
man?
oh. Probably doing something. Hey, what have you been doing today?
Today, I've been doing homework.
You didn't do anything? Like, no work?
I've been doing homework. The
Oh, okay.
work. I've been doing the work. From Mr. Brati, she called her. She sent a letter home.
Wait, she called you?
No, she sent a letter home.
Oh, damn.
And then she emailed my dad.
What is the point of that?
I lie.
Like, you
Fam.
said, oh, my Messiah, I'm in the email again.
Fam, and it's Hegarty Maths here. And I flip in, what's it called? I told her, yeah, that my password isn't working. But she still emailed my dad, fam.
Bruh.
So I was like, oh.
I haven't got my son work in like 3 weeks. Mr. Barker ain't even saying work.
From the maths homework we've been getting, yeah, it's been like worksheets and everything. But these ones,
Or like or worksheets. Now we just can hang it to her, like just like some questions here, and then it's like what 5 questions you have for one topic, is it? Yeah. Is he here? He ain't
no,
here.
he's not.
What are you doing, man? Are you on
What?
here now? Shut up, man.
Why do you
You took
take your
so
bear
long.
long?
Shut up. Shut up, man. Bro, Amy Force is not even him. Huh?
That it's not even me.
What?
The what's it called? The post
Post.
on my private story.
You're gay, bro. You're actually gay. That guy is gay. And you can tell that was straight
Was
up
not
gay.
me, fam.
It wasn't even him in the first place.
I thought it was you. I was gonna say
I don't know. It
was not me.
That belly button, bro. Some land. Do no straight line equations.
Was even there. You know that protest, and then some horse came on me.
Yeah, fam.
I was so peak,
No, that's
peak.
not peak, man. That's peak.
The horse came and knocked.
Mario Kart.
Nah, don't even
That's
laugh. Don't even laugh. Don't even laugh. Don't
don't
even
violate. Don't
laugh.
even
Don't
violate,
even laugh. Don't even
fam.
laugh.
Mario
She's
Kart,
gonna
look in
have.
there. Don't laugh.
She's gonna have some
Nah,
life-changing
nah,
injuries, fam. You're rude,
nah.
fam.
You're rude.
She's
What
because
do you
she's gonna
mean?
have some life-changing
What do you mean?
injuries,
Why
and
your
you're
pattern?
mocking it like this.
Anyways.
Are your pattern?
What?
Pattern, man. But
Are your
to be fair,
pattern?
I don't know why they brought horses out, fam.
Exactly.
Yeah, mum's life does not
But
needed, bruv. What
Allah,
No, I'm asking horses.
why did
Because
they
I
bring
don't see them
horses?
with horses, bruv.
Horses.
Alright, cool. So this is
Exactly. Not even cars,
Like horses.
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 It just didn't make any sense. Like we're not even mid. It's not like we're in medieval times, bro. Why am I still using horses?
Horses.
That's what I was thinking. Look there. And the horses will go.
Fam, that's why there's still bear crime, fam, because
Horse
these men are
is
just
like a real thing.
unserious. That's the why
Man,
there's still bear crime.
what's
These men
your
are
point to your protest on
unserious.
horses, man?
On horses, fam. What is this? 1674? These men are dumb.
No, the way how it dipped, though. The way how it dipped.
Yeah, the way it was running.
Fab. You know, we know. You know when it was running away, yeah? You know when it was running away? No, when it was running away, it knocked off another guy. It knocked another guy over. Fam.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, it knocked the guy over.
Temple run.
Let's be serious now, innit? Let's be serious. So, say over the past, how many weeks? There's been even before this, George Floyd thing.
Yeah.
There's been bare people being racist. Did you see? Even there was this guy. I think he was in a park in America. And you see that woman. What's it called? He told the woman to put her dog on a leash. Yeah, and then she wouldn't. And then she started acting. She called the police, saying that it's an African American man. Fam, she's a good actor, fam.
Nani? What? Oh my god! What? What did he say?
No, when what's the code? When yo?
Bro, I was daydreaming for some reason.
Let me start again. I'll start again. So you know how this bare people have been exposing themselves, being racist before.
It's George Floyd thing. America was already racist, man.
Yeah, but it's the same here. It's just here. It's less, it's more. It's not toned down. It's just more behind your back. It's not to your face like it is in America.
Not really, man. Nah. Cause
racist.
Just acid attacks, man. Mainly
No, it's not just that.
Massive acid attacks.
Yeah, but it's
a white person.
No, it's institutional racism, not just it's how you go for a job interview, but if they know where you're from, they don't pick you. They instantly. It's more behind your back in England. But in America, it's more in your face. It's more explicit, which I'd rather have that because at least I know who my enemy is. Do you get what I'm saying?
I do. I get where you're coming from.
It's when that
was hold on. Hey, what's your opinion?
On what? What do you mean? What's my opinion? I'm black.
What do you think?
Why are you not agreeing with Nimi then?
I support it.
Do you even know what Nimi said? He said, "Yeah, I'd rather be in America because all up in your face with racism." Nah, I said no. I don't agree with that.
That's not what I said, bro. You're not getting what I said. Yeah, I'm saying
that's not what you said.
At least in America, you know who your enemy is. Do you get what I'm saying?
Why would you want that? I did not say I want that.
But
what you're technically trying to say is that you would rather.
I wouldn't say rather. I'm just saying
No best.
I don't know. I'm just saying that here in England, it's more behind your back. It's not to your face. That's just what I'm trying to say. And that's over the few past few weeks. That's how I know white privilege is actually real.
It is.
I already knew real since the beginning.
Obviously, you know. But it's just brought it to my eyes. Because when I saw that woman acting in the park in America, did you see that video?
No, because
I think the black man, he told the white woman to put her dog in a leash, because her dog was acting wild.
She was choking her dog.
She was choking her dog. The way she was moving her dog, I swear that dog was asking the black man for help, fam. The way she was gripping the dog,
But gripping up the dog food.
Fam, I don't even know, but basically the the man was he wasn't happy with the dog in it, so he told the white woman to put her dog on a leash in it. So she was like, she started acting, yeah, and then she called the police saying, "Oh, this African American man is threatening my life." And her acting was so good. Her acting was so good. Fam, I never seen acting like that before.
That's peaks.
That's, and it's like, it's bad because, like, you know how, like, white people were saying, "Oh, I don't really know, educate us, I don't really know about racism." It's like,
it's like
they know themselves that if they're white, they have privileges. They know, it's like that woman knew as soon as she said African American, yeah, that the police were gonna come faster. She exercised her white privilege. That's the problem. It's like when people say that, like, we need to do you get what I'm saying?
No, stop. No. I need to repeat what I said. I knew you were going to do something like that. No.
I'm not even laughing, though.
Exercise, no.
But you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, but that's... Yeah, but you can't do that, man. That's not fair, man. You can't do that.
It's really not. That's right. That's when people say, like, we need to educate these people. I feel like it's just giving them, like, an excuse. It's giving them an excuse because they know what they're doing. Like, these people, they're smart. They know what they're doing. And it's like...
Lie, man. That's a lie.
Yeah. When I saw that George Floyd thing, it's like, the man, yeah, it's like, he didn't even care. Like, man was...
It was actually peak, man.
Trump, it's like the police officer did not care because my man was saying, "Oh," like, he was saying, "Raw, like, I can't breathe, but he just didn't care. And I saw people saying that, "Oh, if he really couldn't breathe, why was he talking?
Are they fucking disabled?"
It's so stupid. You don't talk with your lungs. Talk with your nose. They're so retarded because even if you block the neck, you can still talk. And it wasn't like he was talking with ease anyways. He was still struggling to talk. So that's why I'm saying these men are stupid. Like, and it's just this thing, yeah, it's just like exposing the people that have, like, prejudice because, like, against black people. Because you see them in these, like, pages comments, yeah. In the comments, chatting shit about, like, All Lives Matter and everything. You dumb. What do you think about people saying, like, All Lives Matter?
All Lives Matter?
Yeah.
Okay, well, first thing, yeah.
Black
man. Nah, I'm all with the black. I'm all with the black.
It's so stupid, yeah. Because they're just trying
to... It's not all lives getting threatened.
It's not all lives getting threatened.
Like, okay, no, they are, like, happening about every day globally, isn't it? Yeah, but right now it's happening.
Most, like, mainly black people. Yeah, exactly. So that matters as well. But all lives matter too. Yeah.
And those people, it's like they're trying to dismiss us. Like, if we're being honest, like, all lives do matter. Yeah?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. They should matter, but at this moment in time, apparently, to the people in power and the police officers, yeah, black lives don't matter to them. So we're making a point.
Yeah, this ain't even the first time. This has happened so many times. Like, last year,
yeah,
someone got shot dead. I think.
And it's like when people say it's not just happening in America. Like, bear man in England, they've been killed in police custody by police in England, but, like, the media just sweeps it under the rug. They don't let people see that part, and it's like they've made it's like, bro, it's like, you know, if when I was up north, when I used to live up north, yeah, basically, yeah, when I said I was moving to London, it was like, "Oh, it's very dangerous." It's like, but, like, I've come to this, it's not as bad as the media portrays it to be. You get what I'm saying? No, it's like in London.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but because, don't get me wrong, it's bad. Yeah, there's some bad elements to it. but it's not as bad as the media portrays it to be.
That bad,
yeah, because they like they highlight the stuff that us as black people, they highlight the stuff that as we do wrong, that we do wrong. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They highlight the things that we do wrong to make
it more bad than going on.
Exactly. But if to be honest, yeah, you know, in England, yeah, it's like the way more white people get like just get into drugs, knife crime. It's way more white people, but they just concentrate on us.
Yeah, man.
You get what I'm saying? And it's like even like we've been stopped and searched. Yeah. Even that just shows it shows like the racism that is in the UK. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's so stupid. That's why when I see those people in like comments here, fam, let's get so vexed.
It's an important thing in the year, but I'm not saying all of it, yeah, because that's what's done. Most of it, yeah, is like, you know, unfair racism, prejudice. And stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A few of it, well, not a few, but a bit of it, yeah. It's like
stuff
that people are actually doing to themselves, basically. Like, it's
not, yeah, and this and the sad thing about it, yeah, is like there's some good police officers, isn't it? There's some safe police officers, yeah. It's just that there's loads of bad apples. They just make their reputation go down, isn't it? And the thing that's worse is that there's loads more white people resist arrest. You get what I'm saying? If they're about to get arrested, loads more white people resist arrest from police than black people. But like compared to black people, more of them resist arrest than us. Yeah, but for some reason, black people they're far more likely to endure physical abuse from police officers. So tell me how that makes sense.
I don't know. I feel like most of it is probably like racism and prejudice, like,
yeah.
And a few of it, yeah. Like a few of it is like, you know how like you already see like in the news like black gangs and stuff like that, like people stabbing each other, you know, gangs, really all of that. Like builds up a reputation, like those three bad apples just build a reputation for the whole black community, yeah.
And then that's true.
These people reading it in the news, you think, oh, so all black people are like this then, because they're not highlighting the parties that are
everyone.
So then,
but in truth, it's more of them that do it than us.
Yeah, man.
Like, they're trying to like expose the weaknesses in our community, but they have more weaknesses, do you get what I'm saying? And it's like, the thing is, yeah, is that it's still quite new, yeah. There's still, like, people still have, like, grandparents that probably are still racist. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, when was the first time you can say that you experienced racism? What do you think?
I can't even remember.
Like, first time I remember, yeah, was, like, in year five. I was walking to school. And some white people with their family, yeah, walking on the same like curb, yeah, and they crossed over to the other side because I was on the same curb. That's why I was like, raw, like.
Speed of speak.
It's crazy. And you know, there's a what's called. Where I used to live, yeah, there was these like people that they what's it called? There was this autistic, I think it was autistic, this black kid, yeah. And what's it called? They were bullying him, yeah. These white bunch of white people, and they made him what's it called? They made him kiss their shoes and everything.
That is peak, man.
And I think it was autistic, and that's where I used to live.
That's actually peak, man.
So it's crazy. And it's like, those protests, yeah, they're like...
At times, like, black autism... What? English, man. Okay, cut that out. Black autism, what's that? So, I remember sometimes there was autistic black guy, yeah. I think he was walking in America, yeah, like, late. And he just got shot randomly. rapidly tougher than Joe Roddy. I don't know if you guys saw that song like a few years ago. Like, search it up on YouTube, it's there. I think he had a toy gun, not a toy gun or something. I don't even know, but he just got shot like, and the police were just
there was a little kid that got shot.
Yeah, he just had police drove off.
So stupid.
The other time, a black guy was in a car, I think he was getting chased by somebody, police, was it? Yeah, he was. And they crashed into his car, they were shooting at him, like, but better than shooting at him than a car, like it was GTA or something. Then he got out, he ran to the back, of someone's yard to try to hide, because, you know, police shooting, what are you going to do? When they got there, I think they had down, had him down on the floor, like, one of them just shot him dead, and afterwards, they started, like, handcuffing him after he was dead. No, I messed up, man. He's like,
Does that make any sense? He's already dead.
And you're telling him, exactly. Please don't stop resisting. Like, what?
Does that make any sense? Like, I think there was one a few years ago.
It was on 2019 or something, 2018.
Yeah, well, there was another one, he was with his wife and his daughter in the car.
Yeah, I saw that.
And he said that, what's it called? He was telling the police officer that he has a gun in the glove compartment, He was telling the police officer that he has a gun there and that he has a license for it, So he was slowly reaching for it just to give the police officer, And they shot him, they were shooting for bare long. And he had his daughter and his wife in the car with him.
Yeah, I remember that one. That was like 2017.
Yeah, it's like they're treating us like we're not human. Doesn't make any sense. You still there?
Like those pages saying all lives matter. We'll probably start blaming all of this on it's black people, so that it's happened to them, like.
Yeah, it's like I saw some people saying, "Oh, maybe you shouldn't resist arrest or something like that." Yeah, they're so stupid. Like, it's like even if we're nice to them, they'll still find something to say about us.
Someone's shooting at you with a gun, and you're trying to stay alive. So what are you gonna do? You're just gonna stand there and let them shoot you? Or you're gonna just run or something? Like, if I don't listen to what you're saying, how else are you gonna keep your life and peacefully come and peacefully stop resisting or whatever, man? This is dumb.
It's like these people don't have a brain or something. I have no idea.
Actually, guys, bear quiet. Chidi, you there?
Yeah. Chidi, you good?
Bro, he's not talking. He's not talking now. I see him. He's gonna come back saying some retarded shit.
What I'm saying is, there was one in Toronto, in Canada, what's it called? This girl and her mom, do you know them tall, apartment buildings? They were living there, and the police come, and they raided the house, and then they pushed the girl off that,
balcony.
It was a very high off the balcony, I
swear.
They pushed her off, And what's it called? She died, didn't it?
I'm pretty sure. I think they went there looking for their dad or something.
Tried to cover her up at.
I don't know. This might be just a thing. They went there looking for their dad or something.
That just shows that it's more than just face-to-face racism. Do you get what I'm saying? It's more like a structure, because they tried covering up as suicide. It's more like the actual system is it's against us. Do you get what I'm saying? That's why I was saying here it's more the system more than anything. It's not necessarily there's still a lot of face-to-face racist violence, but it's more of a system. Do you get what I'm saying? And what do you know that guy Matt Hancock?
Let me just search him on Google quickly.
It's one of them people in Parliament. What's it called? The news reporter. She asked him, how many black people are currently sitting in Parliament? And this guy was trying to avoid the question for time.
Oh, that's him.
He was saying that.
Look at his face.
He was trying to avoid the question for time. And it just shows, it just shows like the we don't have any like representation in places of power. You know them.
Mm-hmm.
There's no people in places of power. Just white people. So it's like okay. That's what I'm saying. If like if we want to change this, yeah, there has to be more people, yeah, that are willing to step up. More people from our like race.
Mm-hmm.
To step up, because it's more than what's the quote? It's Nigeria. More than one person. It's more than like one leader. Yeah, we need bare leaders because these they're because of their power, the power that they have against us, they can just do.
Now even the people of power are fucked up, do, man. Remember when it's exposed?
If we have people Trump, there, like,
that's peak.
I feel like it'd be a lot better for us if we have more people of like a black background in places of power.
Yeah.
And not one of them black people that live in tipping Lincolnshire or something like that. Do you get what I'm saying? Like
Lincolnshire.
East London. Do you get what I'm saying? From Hackney. Yeah. A black brother from Hackney in Parliament, fam. Do you know how much change that would bring?
Yeah.
And not just one black brother, like bare of them and black women and everything. It will change so much.
It honestly would.
So, like, how else do you think we can, like, solve this, like, racism? Why is he not talking?
I don't know, man. This guy's here. Clearly here.
How else do you think we can solve racism, like, as a whole, like, black community? What can we do? Because we can't just wait for them to educate themselves. We have to do something else as well. Do you get what I'm saying? So what do you think we can do?
Man, the only thing like actually could happen, is protesting. And like, let's say if there are protests to stop, like you could like say, only for the protest, like protest is like I don't know, like black people, like something like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just something you have to make them realize that.
But if I'm being honest, I feel like it's gonna take so long.
It's still gonna go on.
I feel like it's gonna take so long until
for something you have to globally change, around the whole globe, it takes a long time.
Yeah.
Going after
this. Listen, it's like it took them a long time for them to make us completely obedient to them as slaves, you understand?
Mm.
So it's like hundreds and hundreds of years of like conditioning and like controlling us, so I feel like it's gonna take a long time for us to get to a point where we're seen as equals. It's gonna take a long time, be lazy. We have to start doing something.
But even if you do something, I feel like it's not going to stop after this. It's going to happen again and again.
It's going to happen. I'm pretty sure it's going to happen again and again.
Humans always like being mistakes, man. It just happens. Every single time someone does. It's like World War One, man. Like
history always gets repeated.
World War Two happens. What the hell? Like it's like that.
It always gets repeated, and it's like we don't learn from.
Yeah. And the past always our
mistakes.
But those people doing the bad things, speak on them, because karma's going to come back on them. Karma.
If you believe in karma, then yeah.
I believe in karma. After what's happened to me, I believe in karma.
It's calm. You can believe in... I actually don't, fam. Because bear mind have done horrible things, but what? Man didn't get anything back. They didn't... They're still living life, do you understand? They're still... The people. He keeps leaving.
Don't know why, man. Yeah, I know what you mean, though. I know what you mean. Why's this guy leaving for a while? But he doesn't even want to...
Right, are you going to answer the question, then?
What question?
How do you think we can...
So my mom's calling me.
Why are you lying? This guy's trying to avoid the question because he doesn't know.
mom's calling me.
And watch him disconnect now. Watch him disconnect.
Nah, I'm not.
Right, answer the what do you want me answer to? The question then.
What question were you saying?
It's like, how do you think we can tackle racism?
Oh no, man, my interview's burnt, man. What the hell?
I swear, though, fam.
You burn it. How do you burn it?
Hello.
You burn it. It's more for me this shit to cook.
He's not even cooking any meat. In the meat, yeah. He's just like he's not cooking anything.
He's just interrupting.
Yeah. Okay, right. So how can we tackle
racism?
Like
as black people, what do you think we can do?
We should like keep on protesting until they actually listen. But in a way, yeah. I don't really think protesting is gonna help like that because
it can't be everything. It can't be everything we do. Like, it can't be the only thing we do. Because like people, yeah, it's like
what else? What else?
It's like people. It's like people have come in their ears, like they can't hear us or something.
They come in your ears.
What the hell?
It's like they can't hear us. You get what I'm saying? That's so I don't think protesting is. I don't think protesting is the only thing like we can do. It's like it's a good thing, yeah. It's a very good thing. Like bear like people like John Boyega. Do you know that guy?
Who's that?
The actor, no one that did Star Wars.
The black guy. Yeah. I rate him for that.
Yeah, and Anthony Joshua as well. Anthony Joshua was in the what's it called the Watford protest today. So I feel like more people like in those what's it called, in those like that have big social media followings, need to speak about it because they influence Bearman.
Yeah.
Like, have you seen? I don't even think I've seen any. No, Kim Kardashian say nothing.
Of course, they won't say nothing.
Because it's like if they have, then well done. But
the house Kim only person not saying something.
Kardashian not saying something.
Yeah, because them man, they the ones that need to say something because they have influence on so many people.
Moms.
So,
facts.
People like that, they need to. Need to join us, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And like as I was saying to Ayo, yeah, we need more people from black backgrounds, yeah. To be in places of power. Cause at the moment it's just white people. It's mainly white people. And we can't have like one person, just one person, that be it. We need many people, multiple people.
Look at this guy preaching.
Come on. Hey,
I'm the next MLK.
Next MLK.
What did he even say?
You're lost, man. You're lost.
What did he even say?
Well, I said that we need more like people from black backgrounds.
One more black people.
Yeah, in power.
So, then why are you gassing? Why are you getting happy then? What did you say?
Well, no, because he said.
Wait, what?
He said, yeah. You're actually so lost. Because he said, what's it called? He said, oh, you're preaching. Oh. So I said, I'm the next MLK.
Oh, fair enough. Oh, okay. I understand now.
I think this is this guy's first appearance on the podcast today. Yours,
nah, man.
It's just been me and I are talking.
I know it's been me sleeping.
You're not even sleep.
Don't even lie, bro.
Shut up, man. How are you supposed to know? Are you behind me 24/7, batty boy? Man, you don't know anything.
This is why we need you in the podcast. That's why we need to not be silent.
I have to be silent, man. It's just a serious matter, man. It's no time for jokes.
What time you're the one joking?
You joke on the most.
Yeah. Parliament. Black rights. Nah, but I'm not gonna lie, it's not even fair anymore, man. It's actually just peak.
What's this guy?
Are you crying?
Who's crying?
You, I thought you were crying.
No.
The heck? He's breathing like some
nose blocked.
Yeah, my nose is blocked.
You know, he's breathing through his mouth.
Yeah, my nose has been blocked since like 2 days ago.
I swear, Peak, how you getting sick when you stay at home, loser, bro?
It's a hay fever. Hay fever.
Yeah, it is hay fever because my eyes are just watering. Like my... Yeah.
Imagine having a hay fever.
Don't put.
Well, someone did that in year eight, you know.
Just put a daisy in your mouth.
Someone did that in year eight. It was not. It was not funny.
Daisy.
No. Like grass. Someone put grass.
Some cow.
Nah, I meant someone. Someone put grass in my face, bro.
Poor Steve looking ass.
So we're back to you. So we're back to you. You man are not. Hey, you man are never gonna mature or anything.
You don't understand. It's a joke. He's in the horse. Keeping this until we're old.
I'm gonna get my teeth done. I'm gonna get veneers, everything.
Don't do that.
No veneers. Some veneers look nice. You just have to get the right color.
Just get braces.
No,
bro.
You can't. Yeah, I'll get braces, obviously. But this gets you. But you can't get too white because
imagine this looks mad.
What's a donkey from Shrek 2?
I'm cutting this out.
Okay, man. Don't.
I'm cutting this out. I have actually cut this out.
Don't cut it out.
Yeah, fuck you, man, dogs. I'm cutting this out.
It's not even me can't even say anything. No cap.
God, cut this out.
Don't cut it out, man.
Cool, bro.
This is joke.
Are you man added weight?
No.
I was skinny, bruv.
Drag.
You're skinny.
Have you been exercising or something?
No, I have to do my feet exercise. So it goes back to normal.
I haven't been doing my exercises from.
No, I don't. Like, I'm never supposed to do exercise. I have to eat first, man. If I want to do exercises, I'm basically losing weight because I'm just going to work off the calories I've been eating if I keep on doing that.
Have you been eating? Have you? Yeah, how much are you eating?
Hardly.
How many times a day? How many times a day?
Five times a day. Yeah. No cap.
You probably have a high metabolism or something.
No, it's not even that. You can't just. It's that. If you're tall, you can't even just add weight like that. It's like. It's progressive, man. You have to like keep on eating. You just don't add weight like that.
You have high metabolism.
Shut up, man. You're breastfeeding.
Was it that deep?
No.
What was the need, man? What was the need? Oh, my goodness.
This is how, man. Your breast stinks. That's so it is.
This is.
I'm pretty sure you have high metabolism, though.
Yeah, I do. I think so.
But the only way you're gonna put on weight, yeah, is in the gym.
That's true.
Well, it's the easiest way. You know what I'm saying? Rather than just eating.
Yeah.
And it's the most healthy way.
Yeah, you think you know everything, do you? Alright, cool.
But I don't know everything, but I know a lot.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, no, not the way that you kind of do still. We're going to. Are you good?
Wait.
I just can't breathe like that, man.
I already told you.
it's just funny, man. Like...
I swear that we're supposed to come up with some what's that thing called?
That's long.
Yeah, month life, money. That's still.
Talk about cheating again.
Gosh, you do this. The scenario I was talking about.
Nah,
she's slow. I'll just put out the other. I'll put the cheat, the other one.
Yeah, exactly. That...
Yeah, wait.
Yeah,
wait,
no,
wait,
I'll put
wait,
it.
What? Not video. The podcast.
We already did one.
The podcast that we recorded like a time ago.
Yeah.
Did you upload it?
No, I didn't.
Why? What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you,
bro? Just being lazy, man. Wait.
You think it's funny?
I'll do this.
You think this is funny?
Come, shut up, man. Shut up.
You can't even do one push-up. Be quiet. Some idiot, bro. You're like a scarecrow, bro. Okay. Shut up. Like a scarecrow.
Your teeth are like keys.
Idiot.
Jigsaw box looking there.
Got that fucking pebbles, bro. Bro, what?
You're built like a nail. Man. You're be quiet. Dude, okay. Be quiet, fam. From I'll put that episode after this one.
Oh my god.
Alright, let's end the episode. I've had enough of this abuse.
Nah, what do you mean? How long has this been?
Like 45 minutes.
That's
the end of episode, whatever episode this is.
I know. I forgot. Six.
No, it's like four.
No, episode 4 is going to be the other one. Oh, okay. Nah, I'll do this one. I'll put this one out first because it's more relevant. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's more important still.
I'll put this one out first now. So this is going to be episode 4. So,
yeah.
Thanks for listening.
Oh.
All right, calm. You know we're going to school soon. It's calm. We're going to school soon.
Yeah, I know. Gap teeth, bruv.